appreciate it.
Why did you fire Director Comey? Why did you fire Director Comey?
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
And that was the only official word we got directly from the president on that yesterday, and a brief photo op with the president. Joining us on the line now to talk more about the firing of Comey, what it means and what happens now, is Alberto Gonzalez, former U.S. Attorney General, currently the U.S. The dean of the Belmont University of College of Law. He's got a book coming out called True Faith and Allegiance to be released a little bit later this year. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? The book has been released, by the way.
Well, I'm sorry that I got some bad information. I apologize. Listen, let's talk about what happened here with the firing of Comey. First of all, just, you know, your general take on it all.
Well, obviously, I was surprised, more surprised at the timing, quite frankly. They're based upon Jim's actions and comments during the past 10 months. Obviously, there was a great deal of concern and consternation and on both Republicans and Democrat circles. And so the fact that he may have been removed for possibly not conforming with department practices and policies, quite frankly, would not be totally surprising. The timing of it, though, because of the fact you've got this ongoing investigation that may or may not touch upon the Trump campaign and possible collusion with the Russian government. So one of the cardinal rules I had when I was White House counsel was that no one in the White House touches, talks about, or in any way interferes with an ongoing criminal investigation by the Department of Justice. You just stay away from it because no good can come from it. And so I'm not suggesting that someone who isn't doing a good job should continue in that job, but when you're going to remove the FBI director in the midst of an ongoing investigation,
well, he is an at-will employee, right?
Pardon me?
The FBI director is an at-will employee, and the president has the ability to do that just for any reason he determines, correct?
Yes, but when you do it in the middle of an investigation like the one that's going on that may touch upon the White House and White House associates or friends of the president, you've got to expect a blowback, and mm-hmm. you have to have an explanation as to why now. And it's got to be credible, and it's got to be legitimate.
Well, we've been asking this question all morning, and I'm trying to get at this one point, and that is, if you fire the FBI director and you take up this this theory that the Democrats are proposing that the reason he was fired is he was too close on the Russian investigation, well, that only holds water if you believe that the firing of the FBI director would actually stop an investigation. You've been on the inside. You've been the attorney general. Would the firing of an FBI director stop an investigation in its tracks?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
In fact, I think it's more likely to fuel the intensity of the investigation. Listen, if something happened here that shouldn't have happened, the FBI is going to find it, or Congress is going to find it, or the American media is going to find it. And so if, in fact, this was to stop or in any way block an investigation, it was foolish, it was inappropriate, it was wrong. Because it will continue. And so the question, again, the key question that everyone ought to be asking, what was the true motivation here for what happened to Jim Comey?
Well, would it have been better had he fired him with the day he took office? And the first things President Trump did, fire Jim Comey. Would that have been better?
I think the optics would have certainly been better. Now, the challenge, of course, the president would have had is that because the FBI director reports up to the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General, the president would have wanted the input and the advice of his Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General. Of course, he didn't have that. The other challenge that President Trump had is that he wanted to get all of his other cabinet nominees confirmed as quickly as possible. And adding an additional name here to have to deal with, I think, presented an additional challenge. And it also may be the fact that President Trump simply wanted to give Jim Comey an opportunity to prove himself, to see how he did in the job. So there are some reasons why he didn't do it at the beginning, but I think sort of the optics would have probably looked a little bit better if, in fact, he had made this change in the beginning if he didn't have confidence in Jim Comey.
Now, who would you like to see? Where do you think we go from here? Who would you like to see put in that position now?
It's a real challenge, isn't it? I mean, I think there's a great deal of scrutiny now on this position. Obviously, it's going to have to. I suspect it'll be someone that. Hopefully, it'll be someone who has prosecution experience, but perhaps someone who also has gone through a confirmation process. So maybe a sitting or former federal judge who is a former prosecutor, might be someone that the administration is going to look at. Very, very. I think anyone who has ties to Trump, to the administration, I think it's going to be a challenge to get that person through, quite frankly. So again, you want someone that the American people will have confidence in, but also that the people within the FBI have confidence in, someone who knows what they're doing, someone who knows about prosecuting cases. And so I think someone, a former prosecutor, someone, you know, who perhaps the Senate has evaluated in the past and has confirmed in the past, might be someone to look at. I don't have any specific names in mind. I just know that, you know, there is a great deal of scrutiny on the FBI nominee in the first place. I think it's been magnified as a result of what's happened here.
I got to ask you a question about Rod Rosenstein, the man who's the number two at the Department of Justice right now. I mean, the Attorney General has recused himself on all of this Russia stuff. It's going to be his backyard to oversee that investigation and make decisions about it. Most people who know him say he's a stand-up guy. Do you know him? Do you have confidence in him?
I do. He was one of my U.S. attorneys, of course, from Maryland, and I believe Rod's assessment. I agree with Rod's assessment of Jim Comey's performance, and if in fact this was the reason why Jim Comey was removed, I support it. I support Rod's assessment of what happened here, but obviously, because we have this ongoing investigation into possible ties, it has really muddled the waters. And the White House needs to do a much better job of explaining, you know, why it did what it did and when.
The communication effort at the White House, we have often observed on this program, is lacking. So we're in agreement with you on that one. Alberto Gonzalez, former U.S. Attorney General of the United States, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.